Our people are our wealth. Our people are rich. But if we are to look at the statistics, we are on the other end of the spectrum. The one that says we as Māori can't achieve, in fact, the census states that most of us would rather smoke weed. It's so sad to see young Māori blinded to the fact that they are more than what they are portrayed to be. Our people are our wealth, our people are rich, our language is sacred, our whānau closely stitched, but our mindsets have sadly been switched. Switched into thinking that because we as Māori are at the bottom for almost everything, that is the way it should be, and there is no point in changing it. I mean, society doesn't care, so why try? Let's chase this fantasy of constantly getting drunk and high. But my people, don't you see? Their records were made to be broken, weights meant to be lifted, the statistics meant to be shifted. I ask you this, if you had buckets and buckets of gold, what would you do with them? Leave them to be vulnerable or be careless enough to lose them? Or would you treasure them, be proud of the riches that you own and invest in them wholeheartedly? See, our people are the riches. Sure, we have our imperfections, but let these flaws become lessons so we no longer live in the shadow of others, but embrace our culture instead of hiding it under the covers. Ki te kahore he whakakitenga ka ngaro te iwi. Without foresight or vision, our people will be lost. What will even a small glimpse of a vision cost? Maybe if I remind you of the reputation or stereotype that we as people have already set for ourselves, we might change our ways and mindsets. As blunt as it may seem, to them we're only victims of teen pregnancy, a people who desperately need help to finish school successfully. And I deliver this respectfully, but 47% of us are suffering from obesity. Not to mention the fact that over half of the population of New Zealand prisons are, you guessed it, Māori. Why are the only TV commercials that we seem to appear on are for instant finance, drunk driving, and quit smoking? When my dad's been blazing, he drives like this. And for those who didn't already know, our dad's not driving a Suzuki Vitara 2016. Nah. Our dad's back at it with the weed. You're either a plastic or a hori. You can't speak te reo. You're not a real Māori. Hatred for one another has only caused us to forget that our people were once mighty warriors and chiefs, not a people who couldn't care less about what they can achieve. Psalms 139, verse 14, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. See, a man once told me that we are like fierce lions. See, lions are the kings of the jungle. They hold power and pride in their step, but put this courageous beast in a cage, it will become lazy. It will no longer need to hunt, nor will it need to roar and be amusement for the zoo to look down upon. Be a free lion, be what you were created to be, but no, the lion just sits there comfortably. We are exactly like the lion. We were warriors and we were chiefs. We were once mighty, but now we are weak because we accepted this mentality of defeat. Our four walls being drugs and alcohol, family violence, not prioritizing education, discrimination from our own nation who have decided that we don't make the cut. We are seen as insignificant or irrelevant to the nation of Aotearoa because we have only showed the side of us that is hurting and broken. What about the other side of us? The side that carries mana while performing kapahaka, the stomping of our feet, the weary mountain and its peak, the stories of our ancestors who would weep, Mahuika and her heat, our ability to play the guitar and sing, to play rugby and beat almost every other team, the vibes of our beats at Te Matatini, I know I've already said it, but our ancestral line of chiefs, our creativity, our marae, our poi, our kai, our po that stands proud and high, and yet we're defined by this big fat lie. But with that controversy aside, I will leave you with a well-known proverb from my tribe, Tainui. Round every bend of the river stands a chief. He piko he taniwha, he piko he taniwha. So with that, love one another, be kind and care for each other, and don't ever forget who you are and where you have come from. Thank you.